CliffCentral.com.
That 80s shows on today, I mean, they even threw a whole lot of really cheesy 80s music into our break there. Did you hear that? It was like being in a aerobic studio.
They'll take any advantage.
Aren't you on their show sometime?
So we recorded yesterday.
Oh, nice.
What fun. Oh, my word. It was like I knew that I was in the right place.
Okay.
You know that feeling?
Yes, yeah. Where it doesn't feel like an effort and everything just happens beautifully. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
It is lovely.
So, Lihan Mol, like, what happened to you this morning? I always worry that something terrible's happened because your life is so dramatic, you know?
No, I'm so glad that you do worry because, you know, it's people like you who'll make sure that I'm alive.
Yes.
But yes, no, right. I'm here. It was one of those mornings where you just don't hear the alarm and you fit it into your dreams. But I'm here now, here to tell the tale.
I woke up with like a burst of energy this morning. I don't know where it came from. So I think I'm going to have a very productive day. But most of this week, I've really struggled. So I know exactly what you mean. You pull yourself out of bed and you kind of hop in the shower, but you sort of half-assed. You almost want to sit down in the shower. You're so lazy. And then...
You reached that point?
No.
You know, there are chairs for that at Dis-Chem.
I haven't, but I'm saying you almost want to. You know those mornings where you just do not have the energy? That was how I felt for one or two days this week. And I think it's because of what's going on around us, which is just insanity. And obviously, I have nothing to complain about because there hasn't been any of that in my neighborhood. But I'm feeling it for everybody I know in you know, places like KZN and other parts of Gauteng, which are much more devastatingly affected. So I'm in it. I'm feeling the general vibe. And I think I was just tired too because I have not left my house this week. Now, Bulelo is the only member of the Cliff Central staff, apart from Rena, who's actually been to the offices in the last week. And next week, everybody's coming back. Because I think things are calming down substantially. By the way, Leanne, there's still a cushion someone sent. Someone who listens to the show. They sent a present to you. You must come and collect that at some point.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Oh, that'll be an adventure.
There we go.
Me driving to the studio.
Right. Do a little adventure this week. How about it?
I'd like that.
So, Imabulaleyo, why don't you tell us what's happening with Cliff Central Sport from Monday? Because there are exciting moves afoot. You sent me a video yesterday which hints at that. Tell us what's going down.
Yeah, so you'll see a massive upgrade in how we are going to be presenting things. We're finally moving into our studio. And from Monday, we'll be actually, we'll be coming to you from a fully fledged, coming to you in 4K if you are able to stream in 4K. But
4K, yeah, you too.
4K, you 4K YouTube as well, so you can subscribe on Cliff Central Sport on YouTube. Otherwise, you can catch the podcast wherever you get your podcast.
I love that you're doing this properly because the clip that you sent me shows the new set design and the quality is just amazing. And I think quality is something people wish they had more of because obviously, you know, the internet has massive advantages. So there's a lot about the internet that we all love. But the fact that so much of the content on the internet is just really rubbishy. It's just bad quality. It's not produced with any finesse. It's not put together with actual cameras. It's just people on cell phones. And what you're doing here is a sports show that is more than sport, first of all. So the content is better. But second of all, the production is just really great. So, I mean, I'm going to be watching from Monday. And let's see what's on the menu. I'm looking forward to this. Well done.
Thank you. And without being glib, we want to change the way sport is consumed, certainly on this continent. And we want to compete. We're not being shy about it. Within the next 6 to 12 months, want to be competing with America because our quality is as good as anything you'll see on ESPN. It's as good as anything you'll see in terms of the quality. It's now up to us to ensure that we sharpen our tools and skills and make sure the Americans have someone to compete with, and we fully intend to be that aggressive.
Yeah, excellent. I'm so pleased to hear it. That's great. You know, even as a non-sports fan, I've watched a couple of your shows, and it's entertaining, apart from being about subjects that I normally wouldn't find entertaining. The way you guys do it is right. And now with the production going up this many levels, it's just going to be great to watch. So I cannot say this enough. Get on the Cliff Central Sport. And also don't forget that 80s show today. Which is featuring featuring Leanne Moll at 9 o'clock this morning. So make sure you're listening live to cliffcentral.com.
I know, I'm so excited.
Did you play a lot of 80s songs from your youth?
Well, we played, you know, me being the morbid type, we played an 80s song that I've asked to be played at my funeral or at the after tears.
Oh, Jesus. What a depressing thought. What is the song?
Come on, Eileen.
Really? That's the song?
Yes. Yeah, that's the one. That was my first club experience. So we were talking about...
Yeah, that's such a terrible song.
Like Dory said, we all become pom when we sing it.
Oh my God. All right, so that 80s show today at 9.
Yeah.
Don't spoil it. Don't give us don't give away too much.
Okay, no, I won't. But what I will say is that it was loads of fun. Half an hour is what I spent on the show, and it just wasn't enough.
Yeah.
So they've invited me back for a full hour next time.
Nice. So listen, you're going to help us here because I've got so many of these videos and I'm kind of overwhelmed by too much of it. You've decided to focus on only three of the looting videos. Which three are your favorites? Hey, everybody, it's time for another episode of America's Funniest Home Videos, Looting Edition. Here's Leanne Moll, your host.
Numero uno. Is the one where there are two cops, they're emptying the boot of a looted car.
Yes.
And they're chucking all the merchandise out of the boot. And there's a female cop, and she's going, I left my children at home for this shit. This shit. I left them at home for this shit.
I love it. Okay, that's beautiful.
I love that one.
That's lovely.
She's like, kids, you know, behave yourselves. Really, my kids at home are better behaved than you.
Oh, my God.
Number two is the one where the guy has now pinned down a person and he's asking for who sent you? Who sent you? And this guy's like singing like a bird. And he says, you're 29 and you have two kids, right? He says, yes. He says, do you have a grandmother? And this is an army guy, I think. And the perpetrator says, yes, I have a granny. He says, how is she going to get her medication tomorrow? There's no medicine.
Right.
You've robbed your own grandmother.
Right.
How is she going to get her chronic medication?
Yeah.
I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one, I'm not sure if you discussed it this morning, but no. Is with the oil.
Yes, the oil on the supermarket floors we did discuss. And it's lovely to watch these people sliding around. That's really cool. Okay.
Love that. So those are my three takeaways. Don't waste my time as a mom.
Yes.
You know, with a stupid shit.
Yeah.
Number two, who sent you and what about your own grandmother that you've robbed?
Yes.
And number three... oil on the floor is a looter's nightmare.
Yeah, they can't handle it. They don't know what to do. It's like they completely break down. All right, let's get to Siv and Gessi. I'm always pleased to have him on the show. Siv is one of our friends from, you know, the very beginning of cliffcentral.com, and we've known him since, I don't know, it's like almost 10 years now that we've been following his career. An amazing actor, an amazing personality, and someone who's just got tons of really interesting opinions on tons of different things. Siv is also he's also a pole dancer. It seems like a champion pole dancer, but we'll talk about that in a second. We got quite a lot to talk to him about this morning. What I first of all want to do is bring him on to talk about the incidents in the country this week. He's had quite a lot to say, and I think what he's had to say has been quite valuable. So hello, Siv and Gessi. How are you, my brother?
Great, thanks. And you?
I'm good. First of all, Cape Town seems largely to be looking at the rest of the country and making fun of us with all these riots and looting that are taking place in our cities. You guys think you're immune? You think it's still coming there? What are your feelings and what are people saying in the community? I heard ammo has been sold out in most gun shops.
Can I tell you what I think has saved us?
Yeah.
Is the taxi strikes.
Yes.
There's been taxi strikes here. Which has stopped people from coming into town or coming into the area. But I do think we're ready, and we're like, we wish you would, because we are ready. and I don't know, it's weird. It's been quite quiet, and I think it's been quite quiet because of the taxi strikes, but I haven't heard any buzz. I was in the township the other day having meet my usual township tours, but I didn't hear any vibes about it. But I have a lot of views on this thing, and a lot of people disagree with my views. A lot of people agree with my views, but it's none of my business what people think.
Let's just talk about your views, because I think you've been very, very open, as you always are, about massive social issues. And you've had quite a lot to say about what you've seen taking place. Why don't you just give us the pricey, and then people can always go and watch your stuff, because it's still on social media and on YouTube and on Instagram and everywhere else. But tell us what basically is getting a lot of people excited about what you said.
I think I'm so simple, man. I don't know. I'm not as smart as you, Gareth, but I'm pretty simple when it comes to when I stole cookies from the cookie jar, my mother moved me. Straight. You know what I mean?
Right.
It didn't matter if I stole half a cookie or a quarter of a cookie. I still got moved.
Yes. And your mother, God bless her. She.
My views are.
Yes, go ahead. Sorry, I interrupted you.
She did what she had to do. And yeah. For me, I feel like Cyril acted too late. I think he should have acted way too late. I think he should have put cameras out, got police grabbing looters and fucking them up. Absolutely, categorically. I'm not even mixing my words about that. And they had to learn that. You do this, you get fucked up. Now, ironically, I have a few friends of mine who have been calling me going, no, you are asking for black people to be... No, I'm not asking for black people to be hurt. I'm asking for criminals to be hurt. They're criminals. They're flipping criminals. I don't give a fuck. And people are liking to talk about people are hungry. Yes, people are hungry, but people don't eat TVs. People don't eat fucking TVs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what's irritating me. So for me, there's been sad footage of people stealing food and old people. Like, that has hurt me. That's really had me in a bit of a, it's been a difficult one, because to seeing a mama who's my mother's age stealing a loaf of bread, that got me. But can I tell you the saddest part about this whole thing for me? Apart from that, my saddest part about this whole thing is, I always knew the country was going to burn. And I always knew the poor were going to burn the country. But I always hoped it was to burn it against the ANC. Was to go, we've had enough. We are hungry. We are starving. You fucked up. Let us burn it. But unfortunately, I think the ANC have got away with it again. Because you can see what's happening online now. The View is anti-Indian, anti-white. Yes, there's been Indians who have been using guns to kill black people. Yes, the racists, they must go down as hard.
Of course.
The white people who have been racist and shoot, they must go down hard. But let us not forget that the failure of the ANC brought us to this position, right? And this has been bubbling, and my mother's been telling me this since Mandela got out of jail, my friend, trust me. When I was a little six-year-old, my mother was like, ooh, cack is coming. My mother used to go. My mother's been preparing me this for years.
Yes.
But unfortunately, it didn't go the way I thought it would. I thought it would be people revolting against the ANC, right? And unfortunately, it hasn't. And unfortunately, by the looks of it online and stuff, I think I've gotten away with it again.
Well, I see some silver linings here, and I've said as much all week on the show, and I've said so in my blog and so on. There are communities that are standing together. I see the taxi business, which we usually have nothing but horrible things to say about. They're protecting people. They're protecting property. They're protecting shopping malls, because they realize, like, that's their bread and butter. If shopping malls burn down, who are they going to be taking to the shopping malls in their taxis? You know, they think a little bit ahead of a lot of these looters. And there's such short-sightedness. Leanne was telling us about her three favorite videos this week. The first one was this police woman who's throwing stuff out of the boot and saying, this is what I left my kids for, this shit. And that's right, you know, to sort this stuff out. And the other one was the... what was the second one, Leanne? It was the...
I think, SANDF or police guy
from your
who
grandma.
Cornered one particular person and said... Now, what do you have a grandmother, and what is she going to do for her chronic medication tomorrow?
Exactly. there's such short-sightedness, but what I see that I love is communities standing together, is people from all walks of life coming together to protect neighborhoods, to protect businesses,
This is not a race thing or an ethnic thing or a – it's we can't categorize this. If we want to categorize this, then we need to categorize it as short-sighted people.
Criminals.
Versus
criminals.
Long-term
look,
people. You know, people who can see into the future.
You know, the to me, the best part is that obviously all of that is a distraction. All of those people are talking about Zuma and they're talking about, you know, Black and Indian violence in Phoenix. And it's all a distraction because that's not the main story.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the main story.
Absolutely.
We mustn't allow people to distract us. But I love, Siv, you always get so emotional about this shit. And then you say things on your social media and people get angry with you. Like it's your fault. Like you're the one who's going out causing the trouble.
Listen here, Gareth Cliff. I'm not short-sighted enough not to know that one day they will realize how great I am. For now, for now they don't see me, man.
Yeah.
See the men behind me?
Yes.
See the men behind me?
Muhammad Ali
they
and Nelson Mandela.
Right. They all had people telling them that they all had people on their asses like this. It's fine. These are the people behind me backing me, man. I know that ethically, what I say, I believe. And I will go down as one of the greatest South Africans ever. I don't give a fuck what anyone thinks. I will speak my truth, my friend. I will speak my truth. I don't care what people think. At the end of the day, Gareth, you know what, my friend? You and I have people attacking us continuously.
So what?
Continuously. No. So what? You know what I mean? I believe people should have got fucked up.
Well,
I think
apparently,
we are today.
So I want to hear what you think of this. Apparently, the premier of KZN, Sihle Zikalala, he apparently blixamed one of the looters, and people are loving this. And then he had to apologize afterwards. But people are saying yes. You know, they're so sick to death of seeing all these guys getting away with everything, from the top politicians to these looters. And ordinary South Africans are sitting there going, this doesn't seem fair. So apparently Sihle Zikalala hit this guy and now he's had to apologize. He must never apologize. He must not say sorry.
But he had.
You must never.
Guys, let me tell you how interesting South Africa is. So I write a tweet that says, wait a minute, ANC, you taught these people how to loot. Guess what the reply was? No, but we were taught by Jan van Riebeeck. So you know what I said? I said, try getting Jan van Riebeeck into flipping court. If you can get Jan van Riebeeck to court, I will go and suck his dick.
you do not fuck around. Now, speaking of sucking dick, what's the pole dancing thing all about? And where did this come from? My sister's a pole dancer. Let me just, not a pole dancer, but she does pole dancing for fitness. And you've been doing this stuff. Now, let me tell you, it is really difficult. You have to be extremely fit to do this stuff. You're basically lifting yourself, your entire body weight, and holding yourself to a pole by millimeters of skin. You need extraordinary gymnastic ability to do this. And I know you're a fit guy, but this is hard work, man. Why did you choose to do this?
I can give you the modest view. I can give you the arrogant view.
Do the arrogant
view. I'm pretty amazing on the pole. And I look good on the pole. Jokes aside, Gareth.
We got pictures. Let me just share the pictures. This is Siv Ngesi on the pole. Look at that.
Look at that chocolate ripple.
Wow.
Look at the chocolate ripple.
Yes, I'm glad Nina Hasty isn't on the show this morning because she would be drooling. Look at this.
Look at the flexibility.
Now, you are...
Look at that
spready.
Let me just explain here that to people who are listening and not watching. Siv is basically, he's horizontal on the pole. So he's perpendicular to the pole. And he's holding onto it by his abs and his leg that is crossed over the other side of the pole, but he's stretched into like an L shape, and he's touching his toes on both sides. That is something I couldn't do if I spent 3 years in training. This is phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Gareth, you'd slide down like that oil they put outside ShopRite.
If you go to Pornhub.
Yes.
There are categories for those moves.
Yes. So, yeah, it's... It's called pole sport.
It's called
yes. So I'm busy doing. In December, I went through quite a weird trying to reinvent and reevaluate what masculinity means to me. So I did things that were predominantly female. So I did ballet, pole dancing. I started drag, and I did a lot of things that were non-heterosexual, tough boy kind of stuff. Yeah. And then I tried drag, and I was hooked, and I've been doing drag ever since. It's my thing.
So who's
and
this?
And I took pole dancing.
This is Savannah, right?
Oh, look at her.
That's Savannah. You would make an incredible looking woman, and I don't say that to many guys. You really do.
No.
Look at you.
Look at her. And that was the first shoot. But then,
And
then Gareth, I fell in love with it. I won one international competition about 3 months ago, and I am going for nationals in a month's time. I'm trying to take it all the way to the top.
How many straight black men are in pole? Just you.
I'm the only one in the country, and that we think African continent.
You know, I have a client called, and I'll name here. I have a client called Dushko.
Dushko, yeah.
Wow, great name.
Dushko International. Mm-hmm. It's Russian in origin, but they're now based in Canada, and they provide pole dancing gear. What you wear, and what you wear is really important, because it needs to cover your nether regions in precarious positions.
Right.
So they have specialized wear to wear on the pole. Mm-hmm. And I write blogs for them. And what is amazing is how pole is a sport. You can win international competitions. These things are worldwide. There are pole dancers in every corner of the globe who really succeed at what they do. And you, Siv, are epitomizing through those photos that I've just seen what pole sport is.
Amazing.
So Gary, listen to this. So I'm training now for a bodybuilding competition on the 18th of September, right? So I haven't touched a weight in 7 months. So I haven't gone to gym in 7 months. I've just been pole dancing. Mm-hmm. So my trainer's like, okay, you have to stop pole dancing. I said, nah, bro, I'm still pole dancing. I get back to gym. I'm picking up heavier weights than I picked up a year and a half ago when I was going for men's health.
Jesus.
He has no explanation. And I keep on going to him, it's pole dancing. And he was like, oh, your core's so strong. I'm like, it's pole dancing.
What has the reaction been to Savannah, first of all, your drag personality, and what has the reaction been to the pole dancing? Because obviously you are the kind of person who you like a bit of negative attention, and I'm sure that there have been some very strange comments from men, first of all, but also there are a lot of women who are confused by this. What have your general responses been, and what do you think of that?
You know, I think to the homophobes, there's been a lot of homophobes. Like I say a lot, but it's quite a few homophobes. I've just told them that I could still kick their asses in the face with the nails. You know what I mean? Yeah. And they agree, because they can see that I box very well and have five fights, and I'm pretty a vicious fighter. A lot of the community has hit back at me as well, the LGBT plus community, because they say I'm taking people's work.
Jesus.
But I definitely feel like Sa has been involved in getting a lot of drag onto the mainstream. A lot of my drag friends have been getting a lot of work, getting paid a lot more money, getting a lot of exposure. I'm not saying it's me. My drag mother and I have a makeup sponsor. We have a weave, a wig sponsor. We do weekly, every second week events that have been sold out. The drag artists are making more money at these events than any other events that they make. They're getting booked for jobs. So I'm not saying it's me. I'm not saying it's me at all. I'm not taking credit for that. I'm saying it's just been. Yeah.
Dude, it's so great that you are, you're completely fearless, and I think that's what a lot of people both A, love and B, hate about you. The ones who love it, you give their expression wings. You're enabling them because you're already a well-known personality. You're out there, you're in public, you're unashamed of your views. So you make it okay for them to be who they are, which is hugely important. And there are lots of people doing that work, but I think you're doing it. And then the ones who hate you, you're giving them something to talk about. So God bless you on both fronts.
I'm just telling you, the ones who hate me, 2021, 2020, and 2020 have been the busiest years of my life. It's been ridiculous. So keep on hating because I'm making that money. But I want to add one more thing about drag. Can I tell you the best moment about drag is when I called my mother. I called my mother while I was in drag. It's like, oh, cool. Where's my son? She says. I said, hey, mom, it's me. And for 3 weeks, she had me as her profile picture.
Oh, man.
Now, my mother doesn't support drag. Yeah. My mother is grew up in the townships, grew up poor, whatever, whatever. But I realized that my mother doesn't support drag. My mother supports me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And anything I do. So even in the family WhatsApp group, they send pictures of pole dancers and stuff. They're pole dancing, and my baby, putting hair to my baby. And I realized the core of why I am who I am is because of her.
Yeah.
It's just those fundamentals, you know? Like sometimes she messages me and she goes, my baby, you must talk less against Zuma. Oh, those people are dangerous. And as cliche as this may sound, guys, I would rather go down speaking the truth.
Mm.
If I get attacked by a mob, I won't change my views because I'm getting beaten.
Right.
I won't.
Right.
All I can tell you one thing is that I'll throw swings left, right, and center, and I promise you I'll knock out a few of them, but they may kill me, but they will feel my wrath. And that's how I live life. You know what I mean? A lot of people will disagree. But at the end of the day, for me, this whole looting thing has hurt me deeply. And I know it sounds like the most cliche thing. It's hurt me deeply because for me, I have friends who've lost everything. Mm. When I say everything, I mean everything.
Yeah.
A friend of mine has to drive his mother out of Durban to Cape Town. I had to hustle 20 liters of petrol so you can get out of KZN, just to be able to get out of there. That's not normal. That's not normal. So I think for me, I think we're such a resilient country that it's bad. We're so divided that we'll never be united against this evil that we have to take out. The ANC has to go. They have to go as soon as possible. I don't give a fuck what color you are. And now it becomes a race thing when it isn't a race thing.
Yeah.
Yes, there's inequality. Yes, people are angry. Yes, we have issues. But what happened is not right. And for me, sometimes I escape with jumping on a pole for an hour.
Good for you.
Sometimes I put on makeup.
Well, there's some very good comments here. Tracy calls it Cirque du Civ instead of Cirque du Soleil, which is very, very nice. Women probably want to be on your pole, says Ruth. Oh, yeah.
I wish they wanted to be on my pole when I was 16 as much as they want now. But where were they when I had pimples all over my face? Where were they? Now look at them. They want to jump on the pole now.
Listen, you've spoken an enormous amount of truth this morning. I always think there are very few people I know in the world who are absolutely free. And freedom is such a powerful thing. Like, it is the most valuable thing you could ever have. You know, there's a reason why whenever we see Nelson Mandela, the word freedom isn't far behind. It's because when you are free, you can live in the most extraordinary, empowering, powerful way. And you are one of the freest people I know. Like, freedom is not cheap. It is not for free. And you have to fight for it every single day. And you're going to get into trouble. And people are going to call you names. And all of that stuff. But the price, that price that you pay, which is small in comparison to the value you get back in return for freedom, that stuff is just, it's the only way that you really should ever have to live. And once you've tasted it, you don't want to live any other way. And you live that life, man. Yeah. That's why I'm blown away by everything that you do.
I always say to people, I said to my friends in relationships, I'm like, guys, you're in relationships, you're happy, but hey, I'm happier.
Before you go, Siv, one thing I've always loved about Siv is there is only one discipline in life, and it is called freedom is only achieved through discipline, right? And what I've always loved about Siv is his discipline. And Siv lives out what the great Eliud Kipchoge said, the greatest marathon runner of all time. He says, only those that are disciplined are free. The rest of you are not free. You are slaves to your desires and your whims. And Siv wow. does what he has to do. And there is only freedom and discipline. And you epitomize that, dude. And you're inspiring millions. And it's wow. it's an awesome thing.
I mean,
it's a really, really awesome.
I love that.
Amazing, amazing rugby player, amazing actor, incredibly successful personality. No, hang on. And then also add to that,
Tosa, you must add Tosa. Why didn't you say Tosa?
Tosa.
Number one.
Yeah.
Tosa.
now also pole dancer and drag artist. There couldn't be a more varied CV if you tried.
Guys, it's been a pleasure. Always a pleasure to chat to you guys. You know what, Cliff? We want the best for this country. And I said it yesterday. I said, as long as the end destination is a better South Africa, swear at me, call me a coconut, call me everything you want, call me anything. As long as what you want is a better South Africa, then we can just walk on the street and just be, go ahead, bruh. Me and you had a conversation in New York City a little while ago. And we looked at this and we're like, wow, this place is amazing. And I think a part of us still wants this place to be better and to be able to live up to the potential that it has. Have I been thinking of leaving? More than you've ever imagined. I've never wanted to leave that country. And is it because I've been stuck in this country for a year and a half? Is it that?
Yeah.
Or is it that because I'm like, yeah, shit is real. But I'm staying behind and we're fighting.
Yeah, we've got a fight on our hands. And you know what? It's a good fight to be involved in. It gives us purpose. Yep. Thank you, dude. Nice to see you.
Thanks, Brad. Someone please write that saying on my Instagram or something so I can I wanna share it.
Which
I'll
one?
I'll send it to you.
Bulelos.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, all right, cool. Very nice. Very, very nice. There's Siv Ngesi. We love that guy.
Wow, wow, wee wah.
Yeah, he's wild.
What do you think of those moves, Leanne? You see that guy on the pole?
Man.
Fucking hell.
No, it's too much, honestly. Wow, it's amazing. What did he call himself? A chocolate ripple?
Well, I mean,
delightful, honestly.
Someone in the comments said, he's holding onto that pole, Hermine. She says he's holding onto the pole with his butt cheeks. That's pretty amazing in that one picture. He is. What? Yeah. It's pretty wild.
In the one, yeah.
And Dogozo says, I used to see Siv at the gym. Dude is a beast, but also a screamer. Ha, ha, ha. I love it. All right, very nice.
There's a joke in that about sweaters and...
Yeah, sweaters and screamers.
Jumpers.
Yeah.
He's a good symbol of what happens when human beings try, you know?
Yes.
Like, if you try. Like, try hard and do it for a while.
But you know, like, I'm super conservative in my interests and my hobbies and the things that I like in life. I'm not like an out there kind of person. Like, there's no part of me that wants to be a pole dancer or ever wanted to dress in drag or any of that shit. I look at Siv and I'm thinking, well, he probably didn't want those things either, but he looked at them and thought, there's a challenge that I'm going to take up, and he does them. It's just phenomenal.
And he does them like well.
Well, he wins.
You only get one trip around the...
He does things and he wins them. He doesn't just do them. He's not like just expressing himself. It's not like Siv trying to discover parts of himself that he hasn't discovered before. And wow, look at me. He's doing it to win. He enters competitions in pole. He enters drag competitions. He doesn't just do it for shits and giggles. He wins.
Yeah, if I could have an ounce of that motivation, honestly.
Listen, you know, discipline crystallizes things. It's very, very clear. Is you only get one trip. You probably have 50 great years in life, and then 30, you cling on. So, like, give it a bash. You've got to give it a bash. And you only go around once. I don't care how many Christians or Hare Krishna or how many Sagittariuses are going to tell you you come back as a cockroach next life. Yeah. You get one trip.
Yeah.
Give it a proper go. And I love that about Siv.
Well, there are lots of comments about exactly that. People just love having him on, saying we must get him on more often. Well, we will.
He's amazing.
We'll talk to him more often. We are going to be joined by George Meany in a little while, which is going to be cool because we didn't see George last
week. Seen him in a bit.
That's right. We'll catch up with George just now. Leanne, someone says, it looks like you have a snake on your shoulder. That's scarf you're wearing.
It's when I had my scarf
looked like a boa
around
constrictor.
Like that.
Yeah. Boa constrictor.
I wish. It would be an extra thing to to add to my collection. I love snakes.
You
absolutely
do?
Absolutely love them. Yeah.
Ugh, not me.
Yeah, I know you don't. You're not a reptilian fan.
Did I tell you guys what happened to me last week? I ordered... See, I wanted to get... My parents have got this one dog, this one lonely Jack Russell that's left off after all the others have died or moved out.
After Miles died.
Miles died. And, you know, like my sister and her dog used to be around a lot, but now she's also got her own place with her boyfriend. So it's this one little Jack Russell on its own. So I wanted to buy them a puppy. So I went online and I found this this very reputable looking website, and I was ready to buy this dog, and I told my sister about it, and she said, "Good idea, surprise them." And it was all very exciting. I found the cutest little puppy. I mean, the pictures anyway were cute. Mm. It was a total scam. I've lost I don't know, it's like 13,000 rand. That's just gone.
What?
Yeah. So it's a scam. It's this dude who sets up these very real-looking, presentable-looking websites, and then it turns out to just be bullshit. They're no puppies. And they make you fill out a form. I mean, I've got a contract here that I had to sign, and you have to explain, like, that you're going to look after the dog and that you've got a vet that lives nearby and blah, 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 because, you know, it's not just some... you know, adoption, and now I'm going to think of adopting from the SPCA rather, because I've been burnt pretty badly, and I've reported it to the bank, and it was like a bank account and everything. But this is so shit, yeah. And there are people out there who are doing this, and just stealing people's money, basically.
I have so many. I could write a book on just what you've said in the last 5 seconds.
Yeah,
yeah, there are those scams.
Please,
but please, do not, my number one...
Do not buy these animals online. Just do not do it, because they don't exist in the first place. It's just someone stealing your fucking money.
But my number one lesson from all of this, or thing that I'd like to raise, if it's a certain breed that you're looking for, perhaps Jack Russell, you can obtain quite high pedigree... breeds from shelters. Take the ugliness of the word shelter out. Mm. You have dogs, people who've had to move countries, people who've died, who are harboring these highly bred animals. If that's what you're looking for, is a good breed. And when I say good, most breeds are actually bad, by the way.
Yeah, of course.
But anyway. Yeah. Let me not get into that.
No, that's also
but,
true. But
please do open your mind to the fact that you can find highly bred animals.
You are right.
Beyond a breeder.
Absolutely. I mean, first of all, if you are going to go to a breeder, make sure it's a registered one. And there's lots that I can tell you about this experience, which will help people. But don't buy anything in terms of puppies or kittens or any of that shit online. Just don't do it. You might be able to buy a t-shirt from Take a Lot, or you might be able to buy a book from Amazon, but not animals. So just something I learned. So don't let this happen to you, basically. Anyway, that was just something I thought I'd throw in quickly. Here's something from Linda Ntuli, and I'm going to bring this on while we bring George on. I wanted to share that I'm such a fan of George and the Auto Central podcast. I used his company as a case study on my MDP assignment. I'd like to thank George for inspiring me. Isn't that nice? That just came through now from Linda Ntuli. How's it, George?
Hey, Gareth. Thank you, Lindy. That just made my Friday.
No,
besides being with the Cliff Central team.
Well, it's nice to see you, dude. I'm very sorry to hear about your dad. I mean, that's, you know... This is just such a shit time, and there's so many people who are going through what you've gone through. But just from our side, you know, you're part of our family. Condolences.
Thank you. Thank you, Gareth. I appreciate it. My dad was a giant of a man, and, you know, even at the age of 76, I feel like his life was taken early.
Well, I mean, you know, he's bound to have been, because I can't imagine you coming from some backward semi-achieved.
Yeah.
I just can't see that happening.
So, George, sorry, before we get going, I have to tell you, my cousin said some things which can't be said even in R18 movies about you. So shout out to you for being the most handsome man in the world and being an inspiration. But she said you're maybe the best looking
verbatim, you're definitely the best looking white guy in the world.
It's the camera.
So, George, we've got lots to catch up on since we missed out on seeing you last week. What have you got on the agenda for us this morning? We've got a good 15 minutes with you. Give us the lowdown.
Lovely. So, I don't know if you saw the news article, but it is now illegal to purchase petrol at a filling station and put it into a container. So, the Department of Resources and Energy has announced the regulation that it is now illegal for motorists to purchase petroleum products in containers. It was gazetted Thursday the 15th. Now, that brings about a whole bunch of complexities because, you know, while you don't necessarily fill up your container to take it to your car to fill up your car, and I bet you that they're doing this because, you know, they're trying to stop things like petrol bombs or maybe the lack of fuel. I don't know. But it creates problems for me and people like me that have other activities like flying aeroplanes, riding quad bikes, riding
mowing the lawn.
Mowing the lawn, exactly. So now, what do you need to do? You need to siphon the petrol out of your car? That's stupid.
Okay, but let me ask you this: is this only a temporary measure, maybe because people have been doing stupid shit like putting petrol into checkers bags? We know that you know this was even happening in America during those riots and in parts of the country. So people fill up like a checkers bag with petrol, and then they have a ciggy, and then the whole thing blows up, and they turn into a human torch. That's the stupid stuff they're obviously trying to prevent. And they're also trying to prevent panic buying, where people are filling up huge containers and then driving off with them. If you have a huge petrol container, you're basically driving with a bomb on the back of your car or bucky that just needs some spark and it ignites. And then there's huge shit to pay. So that's obviously the reason they're doing it. Do you think they're going to stop this, though, after all this craziness has been arrested?
They could very well, because the website that laid out these regulations does say it's in the interest of public safety in relation to the ongoing unrest. So you're absolutely right. It's the right thing to do for that reason. But when they write these laws, they should really qualify it, because you know, there are responsible people in the world that fill up jerry cans or petrol cans in the right way to do the things that they do in their lives.
Well, then, I mean, let's draw that distinction. But, you know, again, the law has to apply equally to everyone. So if during this time we have to find other ways of doing what we used to do, then that's probably acceptable. I don't think anyone's looking at it going, well, you can never, ever get away with this kind of thing. Right now, You know, people's safety is probably a priority. But I hear you, George.
I think that's a fair argument. But I have a problem, Gareth. Yeah. I can't siphon fuel out of my electric car.
Nah.
but George,
first world problems. Yeah.
Yeah. Is there any clause for, like, what if a 21-year-old au pair is stuck with someone's 6-year-old on the highway at 6 o'clock at night?
Well, I suppose that's to Gareth's point. You know, the law has to apply equally to everybody.
You know, that's the nice thing about Mbulelo. He's always looking out for the upper classes.
No, what do you expect me to do? Raise my own kids? Get the bloody hell out of here. I got a brunch in the morning.
You could honestly, if you were like a garden service or something like that, you could pester the petrol station every 7 minutes by coming up with your empty weed eater or your empty lawnmower.
Listen,
until eventually they'll be take a cab.
You know, government love making rules. So you don't like the violence that is perpetrated by a section of the community because they're criminals. So you ban guns. You don't like tires on cars because they could be used to block roads. So you ban tires. I mean, you can't ban things. Government has got to get their head out of their ass at some point. I'm not a fan of any of these rules. You know that. And then here's a good point being made by Gareth. He says, no fuel for generators during load shedding? ?
Oh, yeah. Good point. Oh,
such a great point.
Right. And how many people bought generators so that they wouldn't have problems thinking, oh, I can always get fuel?
Man.
No. Wow. You're going to have to siphon it out of your car, Gareth, unfortunately.
All right.
If you drive a diesel, well, That's an even bigger problem. I remember we spoke a while ago about the Pothole Brigade, or the Pothole Patrol, as they called themselves. And led by Dial Direct and Discovery. And Gareth, you commended them on getting involved in fixing these potholes. Well, yes. They have fixed 10,000 potholes since May 2021.
Wow.
Or should I say road defects? 2,500 potholes. They've fixed about 10,000 road.
Again, I can't say enough good things about people who are doing things like that and companies that are doing it. Will you please all shut up about white monopoly capital until you fix 10,000 potholes? Then I'll take you seriously.
So good on Discovery and Dial Direct. I think they're doing a brilliant, brilliant job there. And then here's an interesting story, Gareth. And let me lead you into the story first, and then give you the punchline at the end. There was a woman who ran 49 traffic lights and had one speeding violation in China. Now, the story isn't important in relation to the speeding violations. So what this woman did was she wasn't very happy about being dumped by her boyfriend, who was an Audi owner.
Oh, okay.
So to exact revenge, this lady by the name of Lou allegedly, and I don't know why they always put that word allegedly, enlisted the help of a man named Chen.
Lou and Chen.
He rented...
Sounds like a Mortal Kombat character. Okay.
Lou Chen. who rented Quinn. Quinn was her now ex-boyfriend's car, who rented Quinn's Audi for an unspecified period of time.
Yeah.
Chen then gave the car to another man named Zhu. Lou Chen Zhu. Huh?
Lou Chen Quinn Zhu. Let's just keep track here. Lou Chen Quinn Zhu. Okay.
Lu Chen Quin Zhu.
Gotcha.
And then the police determined that this Mr. Zhu was responsible for the crime spree. But it turns out that Zhu had a long-term romantic interest in Lu, and Lu agreed to go on dates with him if he drove the car like he stole it.
Okay, so basically...
Drive it like he stole it.
So Lu Chen Quin Zhu Lu. That's how it works.
Exactly. Exactly.
And the Zulus heard Zhu and Lou at the end of that and went, oh, the violence is over.
We are everywhere. We are international. Everywhere. We are international.
Inside.
International. Nice. This was, this only happens in China. The story doesn't tell us whether, who got arrested, but I'm pretty sure that if the laws are anything similar to South Africa, the driver of the car is responsible, not the car owner.
Yeah, just please, can you keep your relationship makeups and breakups to yourself? Do not make yourself a public nuisance. You remember we had that story not so long ago, that person who drove into a restaurant with their car because their girlfriend had broken up with them and she was having supper there or something? Stop it. Jesus. Nobody cares about your relationship. No one. No one. Do not make yourself a public nuisance, Lu Chen, Quinn, Zhu, or Lu, because you've got a problem.
Yeah,
sort that shit out.
If you are a lewd,
sort that shit out in your own time and in your own space. Stop fucking with the rest of us. We are not interested in your romantic ups and downs. Fuck off.
And will all the lewds just stay away from the zoos, and we can sort up this whole mess?
Because it's international.
Right on. I like it.
And then very lastly, Gareth, the science of the new car smell. So I don't know if I've spoken about this before, but the new car smell actually comes from the plastics and the leathers and the way the sun extracts those smells out of those different materials within the car.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe what people didn't know was that the new car smell is actually a researched thing. And OEMs get companies to do what's called an IQS, an initial quality survey.
Hold on. Just OEMs?
Original equipment manufacturers, the guys that actually design and make the cars.
And IQSs?
Initial quality survey.
Thank you. Get all corporate. Okay. Don't get all corporate speak on. Don't get corporate speak on us on a Friday morning, George. Take it easy.
No. The least corporate person on the planet is me. One of the metrics in this initial quality survey is the new car smell.
Yeah.
And it goes, so the original equipment manufacturers want to know whether the smell, from a consumer perspective, will put the consumer off or not put the consumer off or be pleasant. I mean, I don't know if you've ever climbed in an elevator or lift. I avoid lifts nowadays because of the coronavirus, but climbed in a lift and you get the whiff of somebody's really terrible smelling cologne or perfume.
Farts. Usually it's farts. Mm.
It gets into like the back of your brain.
No, it's horrible. Farts are the problem in lifts because people fart and then they
come on, guys.
No, they do. They fart.
But you know what?
And they get out of the lift and then you get in not knowing that it's just been vacated by a farter and you have to you'd stuck with that fart for like three floors.
I dated someone who had the most disgusting level of hygiene in his car. Ugh. It was permanently filthy and you could scrape the dirt from the bottom. And one day I thought I'd surprise him and I took it for a car wash, full treatment.
Sure.
He was so upset because of the smell of the new, you know, they spray that stuff onto your dashboard and things.
Yes.
He was so upset with me because of that new smell. So people are sensitive about this stuff.
Yeah, and we spoke about the fact that Chinese people don't like the new car smell. So cars in China, they actually try and get rid of the new car smell.
Maybe that's what Zhu did to lose car, and that's you know what I mean.
I just want to know.
And now it's all about faction violence.
I want to know which one of those assholes works for the Chinese government and released the Wuhan flu on the rest of us, and then we can get back our year and a half to waste. No. China.
No,
must,
don't accuse a Zhu of a Wu issue. That's a Wu issue.
I'm sorry. I am. Yeah. Finishing the show on a powerful and high note today. China must pay. And this is how I want to finish this week. It's been a hectic week.
One extra video from me, looting video, was an Afrikaans guy who was doing the filming. And there are members of the community who've now stepped in on these streets that are covered in filth and plastic bags and debris and are cleaning it up themselves so that they can start rebuilding. Mm. And the guy who's filming says, you, where did you get these buckets? Where did you get the brooms? Did someone give them to you? And the guy pulls down his mask, a black guy, and says, actually, sir, I'm a concerned member of society. I'm just serving my community, and I've brought my own broom. And I'm sweeping up so that we can start rebuilding.
Magic. Yeah, you see, don't judge a book by its cover. You've learned that today from Sivan Gesi. You've learned it from George. You've learned it from Leanne. And you've learned it from Mubul Elonai. So we will see you on Monday. Have a happy weekend, everybody. Be good. Nice to see you again, George. We will see you on Monday. Don't miss out on Auto Central. And also, subscribe if you haven't yet, because Mbulelo is launching a big, new, exciting chapter in the Cliff Central sports story on Monday. Make sure you get on there and do it. ASAP. Don't say I didn't warn you. All right. Happy weekend, everyone. Keep warm.
Stay safe.
Stay home. CliffCentral.com.